إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you that worship is not an end in itself. Ibadah is not an end in itself. We don't worship for the sake of worship. The ibadat are meant to achieve some results. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his kitab, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, for example, and he said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. He said, that's a kitab, it's a book in which there is no doubt, and in which there is hidayah, there is guidance for the muttaqoon, for the people of taqwa. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about salah, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily the salah, the namaz, the ibadah of Islam protects you, separates you, keeps you away from al-fahushat wal-munkarat, all things which are disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shameless things, and from rebellious things, so different kinds of disobedience. So تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, the salah keeps a person away from fahushat and munkarat. So the salah is not in itself, it's not a ibadah for its own self. So if you find, for example, if I find that I am praying regularly, but I am unable to keep away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am unable to keep away from things which Allah has made haram, I am unable to keep away from things which where, you know, for example, if you say people do all kinds of things, I don't want to make a list of all the things that people do, but you know and I know, and it's not a question of people, we have to look at our own lives and say, well, let people do anything, I mean, what am I doing? And that's the main important thing to keep in mind, because a lot of times we get sidetracked by what others are doing. Let them do whatever they do, for each one his own. So for me, for myself, what kind of friends do I have, what kind of places do I go to, what kind of occasions do I participate in, what kind of things do I see? Allah has made hijab fard on me, do I wear hijab or I don't wear hijab? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a dress code of how to wear, what kind of clothes to wear, do we wear clothes which are revealing, clothes which are, and many times men feel that there is a difference of, standard, not to wear revealing clothes is only for women. No, it is also for men. So today, alhamdulillah, we have a lot of young people who are young men who are focused on going to gyms and building bodies, and after that they wear these t-shirts which look like they are painted on them because they want to show people how many muscles they have. This is not permissible. In Islam, this is not permissible. To show your body, whether you are a man or a woman, either directly, without clothes, or to show your body in clothes where the body's shape is revealed, this is impermissible for the man or the woman. Keep your muscles. Keep, by all means, build muscles is a good thing. But what's the big idea about showing it to the rest of the world? It makes no sense. So this is, apart from not making sense, it is not permissible. So I'm just saying, these are common things that we see, all the time, that people wearing tight jeans, tight t-shirts and whatnot. So we need to look into our own lives and say, what is it that I'm praying regularly? Am I lying? Am I cheating? Am I deceiving people? Am I, doing things? Yesterday we were somewhere and I was overhearing a conversation. The person was having with one of the police officers and saying how these people have occupied his land and they are, illegally occupied the land. They got the land registered. They paid a bribe to get it registered without any papers. And now they are constructing things on his land. The man owns the land. So I said, this is very nice. People in the world, they eat bread, they eat rice, they eat things. But it looks like our people in Hyderabad, they eat mud and they eat bricks and they eat stones. Huh? They eat each other's lands. Seriously, we have to look at ourselves. And the sad thing in that particular case which he told me was that the land grabber is a Muslim, the registrar is a Muslim, and of course the land belongs to a Muslim. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Well, imagine. Huh? Imagine. If somebody else did it, then we would blame them. And say, oh, these people. Here the thief is also a Muslim. The one who, from whom he is stealing is also a Muslim. Seriously, we have to look at ourselves and say what kind of, what is our ibadah doing. So, as I said, salah. Inna salata tanhaanil fahshaa wal munkar. Now, think about this. The issue of keeping away from fahushat and munkarat, from all kinds of sins and disobedience, this is the result of taqwa. This is the result of, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The who keeps away from sin, the one who is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. The one who is conscious that when we do things in the earth, when we do things in our lives which we hide from other people, there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeing it anyway. You know, many times we do, for example, when people start smoking, at least initially, you know, they'll go behind a wall or something, they try to hide. Now my point, there's a friend of mine who, I remember, she told her son once, she said, do anything that you think you can do in front of me. She told her son, she said, he was going away to school or college or something. So she said, you can do anything you want, as long as it is something that you can do in front of me. If you think you can do it in front of me, do it. No problem. Now imagine, this is a mother saying to the son, what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So do anything that you think you can do in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in any case you are doing it in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you think of that or not, that is what you are doing. You are doing it in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do it only if you think that it is something which you can or should do when Allah is watching. So whatever you do, hiding from people, Allah is seeing anyway. And taqwa is this awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. I don't want Allah to find me doing something which He doesn't like. So this concern that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu must not be displeased with me. This is taqwa. And that is the essence of ibadah. And tomorrow inshallah we'll talk about some other ibadat and what it gets. For today this is enough inshallah to talk about salah. Because that is, you know, the most important part of our ibadat. And so therefore, I remind myself and you, let us concentrate on salah, improving the quality of salah, not only by seeing how much khushu I have in salah, but even more importantly saying, how does this salah affect my life? Is my salah good or not? Depends on what it does in my life. When you sharpen a knife, you know, in the old days, they used to sharpen a knife. Then to see whether the knife is sharp enough, I used to shave the hair off the hand. You know, just sort of move the knife like this, and if it shaves clean, it means that the knife is sharp. How else do you find? You can't, you know, kill somebody. You can't. So is the knife sharp enough? Means what? Is it sharp enough to shave the hair? You do this, yeah, it's gone. So it means the knife. So is my salah good enough? How do I know that? By seeing what is the effect of the salah in my life. You don't have to go and ask anybody. There is the meter Allah has given us in our own hands. What is the meter for salah? Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. This is the meter of salah. How good is my salah? I can see for myself. I don't have to ask anyone. I don't have to go anywhere. In my own life, if I am praying and my salah is not doing this, then what must I do? Not stop praying. There are people stupid enough to come to that conclusion. Not question, improve the salah. Improve the quality of the salah. Meaning get more khushu and khushu in the salah and ensure that the salah keeps you away from fahishat and munkarat. Because the salah must produce taqwa. The salah must produce. What is the meaning of khushu in salah? Khushu in salah means to have the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence in my life. To have the awareness that I am standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu and He is watching me. I am making sujood in front of His arsh. I am making, my head is in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I make sajda. I am reciting His kalam back to Him. He is listening to me as I am reciting. I am having a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I am saying Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying Hamdani Abdi and so on, all of that. Now, this is the meaning of salah, which means we are building this awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in my life. Now, when that awareness has been built in salah, when we say salamu alaikum, does it mean the awareness is gone? Then what kind of salah is that? So that is the whole point. The whole point is the salah. I sharpened my knife, now my knife is sharp, now I go and use that knife to cut fruit or whatever it is that I'm using. So therefore, the point of the thing is that I have prayed. This prayer has strengthened me. The prayer has made me more aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when I go out, the effect of the prayer must be seen. Right? I just charged my batteries on my phone. Now when I go out, I must be able to make a call. I just did something to my computer. Reformatted it, whatnot. I put in all this great software. Now the thing must work. If I did all of that and the thing is still not working, then it's, what do you say? The software is good. No, it's not good. It's, something is wrong. We have to fix it. We got to fix it back. We got to do something. So the serious, the important thing for us to do is to understand that ibadah is not an end in itself. Ibadah is meant to achieve a goal. And that goal is taqwa. The goal is awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The goal is to understand that it is to be concerned. The goal is to be concerned, not to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any possible way. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.